Hey, welcome back to This Expat Life. And wow, it's been a minute. I haven't recorded an episode for quite some time. The last few episodes that you heard were pre-recorded already. And so it feels like I've had this huge break for 2-3 months, perhaps, without coming here on the show, even though maybe it was only 2 months in total, but it feels a bit longer somehow. And I was thinking, it's time for me to come back. And maybe also share a little update with you, how I'm doing. But the one thing that I want to speak about today is a way to make your next decision perhaps a little bit easier or less complicated. But more about that in a minute. So I don't know how it has been for you, but the last few weeks here have been so busy for me personally. And I've heard it from many of my friends and coaches as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if you had a similar period of busyness. What I'm busy with is mostly work. I launched the Copilot, my signature program again, which was a lot of fun. We're almost finishing the live calls that we're having with a small group, where we dive into a topic and a coaching exercise every single week. And really nice insights have already been found. Tears have been shed. Things have been shared. Recognition have been found. So I am super pleased with the results already. And close to that launch, I also spent almost 2 weeks in Boston. And in about a week, I'm flying to the US again. But other than that, I've been here back home in The Hague. I had a good 5 or 6 weeks at home, started working in a co-working space again, which has been working wonders for my energy. And now that spring has started, sort of, today it looks like it has started, I can see how much of an impact winter had on me. I feel like I'm finally coming out of my hibernation. My energy is better. My mood is better. And now in hindsight, I can see that I was actually much more affected by winter. And usually I go to Latin America in November or February to escape winter here. And this year I didn't do that. And yeah, let me tell you, the struggle has been real here. Winter in the Netherlands is definitely not my favorite season. I like The Hague, it's a beautiful city, but the best season here is really spring and summer, especially summer, because we live super close, I live super close to a beach, it's just 10 minutes by bike away. Many of the expats in my neighborhood are usually leaving for summer, so it's a little bit more quiet here, and it's just great when the weather is really good, that you can just go to the beach before work, during a work day, at night until 11 p.m., because we have daylight until that time. And I love, love, love that season. I can't wait for summer to start. But winter here is always really tricky, at least for me. The short days, it's so dark, it's cold, it's miserable. There was fog for like 4 or 5 weeks in a row. We didn't see the sun for a long time. It wasn't good this winter. But hey, spring is back. I am back. And I am ready for a new season. And not just a new season weather-wise, but also for my life, I have to say. And that is also related to the topic I want to talk about, because in the last couple of weeks, I took two decisions, two personal decisions that are not small. They're not huge either, but they feel like a medium kind of decision. And right after making them, I felt so good. And this is always a sign for me that I made the right decision. I don't think I'm going to share what those decisions are yet. Maybe I will at some point, not today. But they are really making me feel like I'm going to start a new chapter soon. And I realized a couple of days ago that I've been in this waiting mode for quite some time for a few things to happen in my life and also related to the city that I'm living in. I feel like I'm in waiting mode here and I don't like that. I'm not someone who waits. And with these two decisions, I feel like I'm starting a new chapter and it's up to me again instead of having to wait. So I'm very much looking forward to how they're going to play out, because I have no idea. But I can already say that they have changed my energy. And maybe together with the sun, maybe it wasn't just about these decisions. Again, they're nothing big. It's just something that shifted for me internally. And that has just been making me feel good again, like I'm in charge. So today I wanted to explore one element of decision making a little bit. I know I've spoken about decision making before in a previous episode. I can't remember which one it was from the top of my head, but I think about 10 episodes ago or something. And today I just want to briefly talk about something that I was talking about to the people in the Copilot last week when we looked specifically at decision making and the 6 tactics that I have for making better, more aligned and faster decisions. And what I've been seeing with so many of the high achieving expats that I coach is that they have perhaps one simple, quote unquote, simple question, like, do I want to stay in this job? I'm not saying that the question is easy, but it's fairly simple, right? It's a yes or a no. And that decision or question or choice actually leads to more questions and more decisions. Because as an expat, it's never just about your job. If you make a decision about your job, you're also making a decision about the location. If you're making a decision about the location, you're also making a decision about the proximity to your friends and family, or perhaps other relationships. And so before you know it, and this is what I see happening all the time, one decision leads to another decision, and that decision leads to more decisions. And before you know it, you're standing in front of this web of options, and you don't know what to choose. Because does proximity to family weighs more heavily than having good opportunities for your career in a certain city? But also, maybe you want a few things for yourself in the future, even though you're not there yet. And so one decision would work better for what you want than another. Let's say right now you are enjoying where you are, but you know that in the future, you want to start a family with your partner. I have a coachee who is going through, several coachees actually, who are going through this process right now of deciding that. And they know if I choose that job or that location, it might get a little bit harder for when I want to start a family. But the alternative, which makes the family element a bit more easy, is maybe not what I really want. So how do you choose with everything that is in front of you? And this is where most expats get stuck, because what they really know well is making decisions with their brain. They need to know the right answer before they can make the decision, because they've relied so much on their cognitive skills in the past, and those skills have brought them very far in their career and in life, that their brain needs to be on board too. They need to be able to explain why they made that decision, or perhaps even justify it. Or they just need to feel good from this cognitive perspective about the decision that they're making. But when you are in front of this web of options, it becomes really hard to make a good decision, because every element is important and every element has pros and cons. And they want to know what is the right decision before taking the next step. However, if you always want to know for sure what is the right decision, it's going to get very hard to get into action and to get moving. So a lot of these expats that I talk to, they're paralyzed and they're stuck in their decision-making process. And that's when they come to me and they're like, I don't know what to do. Do I stay? Do I go? Do I start a family? Do I take that job? What do I even want? And usually within 1, 2, 3 sessions, we already have much more clarity on what it is that they really want. Because in my coaching, I really show them it's not just about what you think you want. There are also other factors that come into play, like emotions, dreams that you have, that you can't really rationalize, that you can't put equal to certain rational arguments. And this need of knowing is costing you so much headspace, because you keep going through the same thinking loops, the same thoughts, the same feelings around the decision, perhaps even adding more and more frustration as you continue. So my tip here really is to let go of this need to know what is the right decision and learn to trust that you'll feel what is the right decision for you. But I know that's not easy, because if you've always learned to make your decisions coming from this more cognitive place, I'm not saying that you are super rational and that you never listen to your emotions, but many of the high achievers, they know where they need to go to and they don't feel it that much anymore. So I know it's easier said than done, but what I wanted to really talk about today was something that has helped me in the past, even though I kind of already did this naturally. But when I made it a little bit more visual, I realized, oh yeah, that's actually really helpful. So what happens with these high achievers who are stuck in the decision, perhaps like you as well, is that they want to know the outcome. And so they have a vision for themselves. They know where they want to end up more or less. They have a dream. They have a place, a destination that they're heading to. That is like the end. But in front of them is this first step, this first decision. But in between this first decision and the vision that they have, let's call it that, is a huge middle part, the messy middle. And they want to know how to solve this middle puzzle before taking the next step. So your next decision might be about your job, but if you want to make a decision about your job, you also want to know what the consequences are and what the then subsequent decisions are going to be after those consequences. Because like I said, a question about your job will lead to other questions about your location, etc. So you want to solve this whole middle puzzle first before you feel confident enough in taking that first step. They need to know, okay, this is how it's going to play out. And if I choose X, I know Y is going to happen. And then I know I can do Z. And then, well, we'll start with A again. And there are other puzzles, or pieces of the puzzle that need to be laid down. But I know how to lay them down. I know how it's going to look more or less. So I feel confident enough in making this very first decision. The problem is with life that you can't really foresee what's going to happen. And also as an expat, like I was saying, there are not just rational, predictable elements that come into play. A question about your career leads to so many more other questions that your peers back home don't need to think about when they change careers. And that's also when emotions are more important, or what you really desire. Something like staying in a city for the career opportunities may be a really good idea in your head or as an outsider, but maybe deep down you actually crave going back home or starting a family and living in a suburb. And it's very easy to listen to that rational voice, but you know, that doesn't necessarily make you happy in the long run. And so to solve that middle part with all those unpredictable, more emotional, just messy elements that come into play, so many elements that you need to consider and factors you need to take into account, that is a huge puzzle and you can't really solve it, most of it. And so this is why I said most expats then are stuck in taking this first step, in making this first decision. So what happens is that all their energy and attention goes to this middle part. They know the vision, they know they need to make that first step, but all their cognitive thinking is on that middle part. And this is what paralyzes them. And my tip today is to really let go of this meso part. I had to look that up because I know micro and macro. So if we have a micro step, the first decision, and the macro is the big vision, then the messy middle is the meso. I think I pronounced it right. And my tip is really to let go of this meso. And I realized that I do this naturally already. There are some occasions that I don't do it, so then I just remind myself of it. But what I really suggest is keep your eye on the prize, know your vision, and just focus on one decision at a time, one step at a time, and trust that you'll figure out your path as you go. And this is also what most high achievers struggle, because it's really hard for them to trust something that they don't know how it's going to play out. So they need to know, they need to see things first that signal is going to be okay, and then they can trust. But you kind of want to build in the trust already, and that trust helps you make the next step. So once you've made the first decision about your job, then you'll assess how you feel, and then you'll come up with the next thing that you need to decide on. I often like to compare it with a hike. If you are hiking somewhere a little bit remote, Google Maps isn't working. I don't know where in the world that will be still, but just imagine that. And the path splits into two and you can go left or right. And a part of you says, okay, I think left is the right route, but you don't really know for sure. And you can't look it up because Google Maps isn't working. You know your destination and you have this first decision, this first step right in front of you. And that part in between, you don't know how it's going to play out. If you are on a hike, you're not going to wait forever until sunset before you make your next move. No, you're going to start walking because you can't stay there at night. So you'll take the left route And maybe after a kilometer, you'll realize, oops, this actually wasn't the right path. Let me return and take the other path. Life actually isn't much different. You make a decision, and if it turns out it wasn't the right decision for you, you'll just pivot again and make a new decision. And personally, I always like to view it as whatever I do, it's the path for me, even if I take a quote unquote wrong turn. It doesn't matter because apparently my path needed to have that turn and that little detour in life. And maybe, you know, that route that went to the left showed you a beautiful natural pool that you wouldn't have seen if you hadn't taken that route. And this is how I learned to relax in it, because I know that whatever I decide, that's my original path and it's the right one for me. And if it turns out it wasn't fully working in my favor, it's simply a lesson learned. It's not a mistake. And I needed to learn that lesson, apparently. And this helps me to trust as I take the next step, even if I can't see beyond the next step. So you're really putting your attention on something concrete that's right in front of you while remembering your bigger destination. And you just let go of the need to know the messy middle. So the two decisions that I made in the last couple of weeks, they raise questions. I don't know how they're going to play out. There might be some consequences that I need to deal with. I did some scenario mapping, of course. I don't know how this is going to play out for me. It might be money wasted. It might be time wasted. Who knows? But I really see, okay, this is just one decision that's in front of me, and I'll deal with the next decision when the time gets there. If the time gets there, maybe it's just going to work out completely in my favor. I don't know. But I don't lose a lot of headspace overthinking the potential outcomes of this decision. And I for sure don't let those potential outcomes paralyze me in taking the next step. And this is what I help some of my coaches with as well, who are stuck in a decision. I had a session this week with someone who has some doubts about her career, about her next personal steps she might take. And she felt really stuck in her decisions for months because also those things were intertwined. Like if you take a certain job or if you go to a certain location, it can have implications for your personal goals or starting a family, etc. And so in one session, we looked at a personal part of this whole process. And even though we didn't find her answer yet, we did some deeper work and saw, hey, there is fear here. Or I'm noticing that your face lights up when you talk about this. And why are you putting so much pressure on yourself? What if you can release that a little bit? And afterwards, she told me that that conversation was a big mindset shift for her. I'm reading from my notes. She said it was freeing. There were so many aha moments that I don't need to worry right now. I feel a lot lighter. I feel a lot more optimistic and I feel less stuck. And this is what letting go of the need to know that whole middle part can do to you. It can really take the weight off your shoulders and you can feel a lot lighter and a lot more trustful in this whole process, even if you still don't know your answers. And this is really how I go through life. I really trust that I make the right decisions for me. And I also trust that I can deal with whatever comes up after that decision when it comes up. And I don't need to know everything in advance already. And this has really lifted so much of the worry and anxiety that used to take a lot of headspace for me and that for a lot of others also paralyzes them in taking action. So I hope that this perspective is also shifting a little bit for you. And just remember, hold the vision, trust the process, and take the next step that's right in front of you, one by one, and you'll figure out your path. And if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear. It would be great if you could leave a review, because those reviews is what is helping us to grow our community of high-achieving, heart-centered, self-led, growth-oriented expats around the globe. So whether you're listening to this episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there are ways to leave a review, and I would really appreciate one. And by the way, if you're thinking, huh, this perspective on decisions is interesting and I kind of need more of those little nuggets and some personal support as well in making my next move, I have two options of working with me. One is my one-to-one coaching journey, in which we'll work together pretty closely for 4 months, and you really get my full support, not just in the sessions, but also in between on WhatsApp, with unlimited WhatsApp support, which all my coaches love. And the other one is my signature program, the Copilot, which will probably start again in May. I'm going to make a few changes. It will be a video course with extra live calls, so it's not going to be fully live anymore. So if you couldn't join last time because of the dates or the time zone difference, this time you can join. And that is really the place for expats who are doubting or stuck with future decisions or like kind of future-oriented topics. And in the Copilot, I will give you the tools that will help you to get to know yourself better on a deeper level beyond that cognitive thinking, so you can also make better, more aligned and faster decisions. If you're interested in the one-on-one coaching journey or the Copilot, for both, I will leave the links in the show notes. I usually have a spot open for one-on-one coaching, and for the Copilot, you can already sign up for the priority list. And if you've been following me here for longer, you know that I always have a really nice offer for those on the priority list. So if the Copilot sounds like something you'd love to join, make sure you get on that list so that you don't miss out on that offer. For now, I wish you a good day wherever you are, and I hope to talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.